all this everything is possible with God Monday. I am standing on scripture reference Luke 1, which says that nothing is impossible with God. So we know that all things are possible with God. So let us go to God in prayer. Majestic and mighty God, we praise your holy name. We give your name the glory and the honor and all the praise, Father. We thank you for this day that you have made, a new day, God, that we wake up with anticipation and expectation that something great will happen for us in this day. We thank you that you are God that is performing miracles, signs, and wonders in our lives, and they shall and will be seen in 2015, God. We thank you for this, the master's call. We thank you for this divine and appointed hour that you have allowed for us to come together so that our lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day, Father. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their obedience to your call, God, and we thank you that they said yes, Father. We thank you for the mission, and we thank you for the mandate, Father, and we thank you for each and every caller that has dialed in at this time, Father. I pray right now that their ears will be open to what thus says the Lord. I ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you will continue to bless the Diaz de Leon family and Artists International. We thank you for the new products that you allowed to be to come forth this weekend, God, and I pray that they will soar mightily throughout the world as we continue to allow an appointment with artists to change lives, Father. And I thank you for the Minister Kai, as she would come forth this morning. I pray right now that you would increase in her, Father, as she decreases, that your word will go forth mightily, uncontaminated, in the name of Jesus, Father. So I bless your holy name. I praise your holy name, and I give you all the glory, for I know that all things are possible with you. So we decree and declare these things to be so, and they are in Jesus. I pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, it is an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to turn this call over to the hostess with the mostest. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning. How are you, Minister Tiffany?
I'm awesome and amazing. Minister LaShawn, take it away.
Praise God for you. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware. I greet you all with Jesus' joy and with the warmest of kingdom's greetings. And Minister Tiffany, thank you so much for that tag. With God, all things are possible. I tell you, with God, he is definitely making things possible, not only in my life, but everybody's life on this line. So we welcome you to this call. If this is your first time on the line, we invite you to come back. We also invite you to go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And there you will be able to see everything that's going on with this call, things that you may have missed, things that, you know, words that you may have wanted to hear before. They're all archived here, and it is an amazing interactive website that God has blessed us with. And we want to thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Dimple, the motivator. We're so excited for her super fantastic life classes that she has been offering, as well as other co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. And we call her that because she truly, truly allows God to use her to push us to greater and bigger things. They are the co-founders of this call. And when God gave them the mandate, as you will see on the website, he said, tell my people that this call was made to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And as you listen to the call and as you listen to the ministers on the line, you will see that you definitely will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced. God also gave them a scripture reference to stand on, and you can find it in Psalms 88:13, and that reads, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So Master's Call family, as you can see, we start this call off in prayer, we end this call off in prayer, and we encourage you, the believer, to continue your day in prayer, because we know when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down. And we're on day 27 of the Lenten season, and we're just excited to see what God is manifesting in our lives, what he is revealing to us. I tell you, I have seen so many things that God has been trying to tell me through this Lenten season, and it is truly, truly a blessing. So we thank God for this season, and we thank God for this call. Now, directly after this call is the morning motivational call, which is headed by Platinum President and other motivators of Artists International. It was founded by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and I tell you, that call will truly amplify your voice. It'll teach you how to enlarge your territory and how to stay motivated with your business in Artists International. And if you do not know what Artists International is, or perhaps you were once an Artists International distributor and you want to come back home, I encourage you to go back to the person who showed you this call, who told you about this call, whether it was on your social media sites, whether it was a text message or a business card, and go back to them, ask them, how can I come back home to Artists? Or can you tell me a little bit more about this spectacular company? But just to give you a little tidbit before the word comes forth, Artists International is a debt-free health and wellness company inspired by Christ. Everything they do is before God, and they go to him for everything. So I tell you, this is truly a ministry opposed to a company, and it allows you to help other people increase their health status. It also teaches people how to change their mindset, and I heard that a lot of people change their zip codes as well as their bank account status. So it is an amazing time for you to join Artists International. Get up on the Laviv Slim and other Armida skincare products that are coming out. It is amazing, amazing, amazing. Now, about that call, the morning motivational call, you can listen to that call directly after this call, which will be 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, 6:30 Mountain, and 5:30 out there in the West Coast. That phone number is area code 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-POUND. Again, that's 530-881-1300, and the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. And you may be wondering a little bit about what's going to take place next week, and I tell you, it is going to be an exciting time out there in Texas. Yes, the Kings of Artists is back, and they're with the corporate offices of Artists International, and in exactly 10 days, 15 hours, 51 minutes, and 13 seconds, you will be in the place to be, Marriott West Chase, Houston, Texas, and they're going to throw down and tell you what you need to do to be successful. You are invited to the Artists International Empowerment Conference, and I tell you, it's going to show you how to unleash your wealth potential like never before. It is going to be an incredible breakthrough training event. You do not want to miss it. Whether you have to fly there, drive there, or walk there, you definitely want to be there. We also invite you to go ahead and email us if you would like to become a volunteer during that time at our praise and worship service on Sunday. We also invite you to use our email to send us your your praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimonies. That email is info@themasterscall.net. And whether Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Robin, one of the two will get back to you as soon as possible. Well, you know what time it is right now. It is preaching time. I am moving out the way. So this beautiful, beautiful woman of God that I call my friend, my sister girl, originally from New York like myself, but now she's all over there where she calls the greatest place, Norcross, Georgia. She's received a Bachelor's in Science in Electrical Engineering in 1996, and she was called into ministry in 2000. And as a lay minister, God led her to seminary where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She's currently a PhD candidate in Pastoral Care and Counseling. Minister Kai is also in the process of ordination, and she's also an artist distributor, and she is looking forward to whatever God has for her next. Kai believes that the destination of her journey is guaranteed as a child of God, and she also believes that the journey is to be taken as God gives it to us, because that's God's process of preparation for his will in our life. She also has an amazing young man of God, Christopher, who is a sophomore at Center College in Danville, Kentucky. And I am moving out the way to hear thus saith the Lord from this beautiful, beautiful mouthpiece this morning. Are you there, Minister Kai?
I am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, sister.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting the people, and Minister LaShawn for hosting this call. I would be remiss if I did not say thank you to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for allowing me this opportunity. But the highest praise and the highest thank you must always go to our Daddy God. So again, I say welcome, 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 and we are so glad that you joined us this morning. So I'm just going to get right into the word. And Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8 says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green. And is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to be fruitful. So today's message is titled, Being Fruitful in the Drought. Again, being fruitful in the drought. And it's funny how we can read the same information over and over and over in the Bible. We can read Jeremiah 2, 3, 4 times. But when God decides that we need a revelation of the scriptures, that's when that particular revelation comes. And it's just amazing how, no matter how many times we read our Bible, God continues to give us a fresh revelation the more time we spend in his word and with him. You know, and I just begin praying for a deeper understanding and God to just continue to reveal himself more and more and more to me. And as he began to reveal himself in his word, I just understood that I needed to get some things together. There are some things that I needed to look at with this particular scripture. And that starts out as God is the tree planter. We as his children are the trees. God's will and word are the streams. Our relationship with God, our prayer life, and the time we spend with him is the root system that we send out towards the streams. God uses that relationship to keep our leaves green and to keep us fruitful in times of drought. I'm going to say that one more time, because when I got it, it struck me like lightning. God is the tree planter. He is in control. We are the trees. We are to be planted where he desires us to be. His will and his word is the stream. That's the thing that we should be sending the root system out to. Do his will from his word. Our relationship with him, which is our prayer life and the time we spend with him, is the root system that we send out towards the stream. God uses that relationship to keep our leaves green and to keep us fruitful in times of drought. He also uses that relationship with our root system to keep fear at bay when things get hot. So the first principle that we need to look at in this scripture is we need to allow God to be who he is, and that is the planter, and that is the creator of the tree. So we need to stop jumping from place to place, relationship to relationship, and to let God plant us where he desires us to be. Now, that's not always easy, because that means giving up control. And please understand me, I am in a place right now where God is just taking all control from me in most aspects of my life. And initially, it was a painful process. But when I realized and when I understood that control is a figment of my imagination anyway, and that God was taking me where he desired to be, because what he desires for me is always greater than what I can desire for myself, because his desire for me is perfection. So sometimes we have to stop struggling and fighting with God and trying to be in control so that he can then do what he desires to do in us anyway. And that's perfect us, and that's to make us more like our big brother Jesus. So the first principle is allow God to be the planter. Yes, that means you may have to give up some things that you've been holding on to for dear life. That means some things may have to change in you. But know that he is working it out for our good. And he tells us all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and those who are called according to his purpose. So that first principle means taking your hands off of it and allowing God to do what he's going to do. The second principle is do your part and allow your root system to grow towards the stream. Now, what do I mean by that? That means you've got to spend time in his word. You've got to understand what his will is, because that's the stream. And those roots, which is our relationship with him, our prayer time with him, need to grow. And how do they grow? They don't grow with you sitting watching 4 or 5 hours of TV a night. Your root system can't grow if you're always seeking the advice of your girlfriends or guy friends to figure out what the situation is. You have really and truly got to turn to God's word. You've got to spend time in prayer with him so that we can each begin to grow. So now I know, for me, I had to see that in scripture. So what it is, if you turn with me to John 15, 5 through 7, how do we do that? How do we let that root, how do we stay connected? God tells you, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. So it's not a difficult thing. We just have to stay connected to the source. You've got to send that root system out towards the stream, because we understand what being connected to our source entitles us to. And the only way to be fruitful during the drought is to have that underground connection where your roots have all flowed towards the water, towards the stream. And that's staying connected to God. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10 says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I'd rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproach, in need, in persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. See, God doesn't need us to be able to do it all for ourselves. He understands that when the drought comes, anything that does not have a root system in him will wither and die. There is no being fruitful in a drought if we are not connected to the stream. It's impossible. Just like when we start a new earthly relationship, we spend lots of time on the phone, going here, going there, just sitting and talking and spending that quality time to get to know that person, or just because we care about them, not even to get to know them anymore once that relationship is established. But we spend that time because that relationship is important to us. So what are we saying to God when we don't give him more time than we give somebody we're getting to know or a relationship we're starting? That relationship then becomes your God. And we know that our God is a jealous God, and that is not acceptable to him in any way, shape, or form. So the third principle, the stream is God's word and will are never changing and does not move away. Now, we may uproot ourselves and move away from God, but God does not move when he's planted us where he desires us to be. So if we find that during a time all of a sudden our root system is drying up and there's no water, then we need to see where we have turned from him or walked away from what he's given us and go back. Be willing to go back to that place God had you where you were flourishing, because you've moved before he's given you permission to move. Malachi 3:6 says, "For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob." So we have to understand that God does not change. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus does not change. See, when the water dries up, it's one of two things. We've either moved before God said move, or we didn't move when he said move. See, because sometimes he has to dry up the stream when we stayed in a place too long. When instead of being there for that season, we've chosen to try and plant roots for a lifetime. So we have to know and understand and hear God and be obedient when he gives an order. So if your water source has dried up, you need to check you. Because I know when my water source dries up, I check me. The fourth and final principle for today is no matter how hot it gets, don't uproot yourself. Yeah, I said it. Don't uproot yourself when the heat comes. Because the refiner's fire is how God burns away the impurity to make us more like him. So sometimes it's going to get hot. And know that if God desires to move you, he will. If he orchestrates the move, he is the stream, so don't worry. So if God says move, he's there with you. So you still have access to the stream. So when things get hot and everything else around you is drying up, you won't, because you are connected to the source. So our last scripture for today is Philippians 4:6-8. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So when the heat comes, we're not to get anxious. We're not to pack up and see if we can move somewhere else. For we are to think on the things of God and stand knowing that our root system has been sent out towards the stream, which is God's will in his word, and that we are connected to the source. So no matter what it looks like or feels like, we can be fruitful in times of drought. Minister LaShawn, back to you.
Praise God for such an awesome and powerful word. We are so blessed that God was able to increase in you so we can remember for us to be to stay connected and be connected to the vine, which is God. We're going to call you back, Minister Kai, for our closing benediction after we close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning and we just say thank you, Lord. We say thank you for a brand new week. We say thank you for a brand new mercies. We thank you for an opportunity to get it right one more time. And Father, we thank you so much for our senses and the ability to hear and to process the word. And God, we thank you so much for us to be able to use technology to hear your word, God. And we thank you so much for unblocking our ears and taking away any distractions, God, so we can hear your word this morning. Father, we just thank you so much for Minister Kai coming through this morning, reminding us, Lord, that we must stay connected to you no matter what it looks like. God, we must stay connected to you when times are good and when times are bad, Lord. We have to stay connected to you, Lord, in the morning and in the evening, Lord, in the winter, the spring, the summer, and the fall, no matter what. So when a drought hits us, Lord, when the drought hits us, oh God, we will be able to be connected and well flourished through you. God, we just thank you so much and ask you that you refill Minister Kai as she gave so much away this morning. And God, we also want to thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Lord, thank you for them being connected to you, Lord, spiritually. Thank you for them hearing your word with clarity and with boldness, thus creating the master's call. God, we just thank you so much that you have given them the opportunity to stay connected to you so they could connect others to Christ. And God, we thank you for the lives and the souls that have been saved through this call, Lord, because now they hear your voice. And God, we thank you for the many roots and branches that have been connected to you, Lord, thirsting for your word and ensuring, God, that they hear your voice. God, we also thank you for each and every family member on this line right now, from the brand new caller all the way to the one that was from the inception of the call. Thank you, Lord, for their yes to you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for their safety, God. We ask that you watch over them on the highways and the byways, and that when they come back home, is it exactly the way they left it, with Jesus, joy, harmony, and safety. God, we also ask that you watch over those who are in the need of prayer, God. You know what their prayer requests are. You know in their heart that has already been done. So we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for those who have provisions to make it to the Artists International Conference, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for those who have better health, God. And we thank you, Lord, for those mended relationships, Father, and those broken hearts that have now been healed. And we thank you, Lord, for comforting the bereaved families, Lord. We thank you, God, for everything. I thank you, Lord, in advance that my son will land at Lackland Air Force Base in one piece and safe as he serves our country, God. We just want to say thank you for all things that has been done through Christ. It is in Jesus' name that we pray and we thank you and we say amen. Master's Call family, I know you want to hear this word again, and you can. All you have to dial is 712-432-1085 to hear this dynamic word again. Share with a friend or a coworker so they can be blessed as well. And we also invite you each and every Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock, well, actually 7:50 Eastern, 6:50 Central, 5:50 Mountain, and 4:50 Pacific time to join us on the Master's Call so you can let us know where you're from and let us know what God is doing in your life. We also invite you to the MMC call directly after this one, which starts at 8:30, 7:30, 6:30, and 5:30, respectfully, according to your time zone. That number again is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. And again, we're calling you. Yes, Master's Call family, you bring a friend, bring a loved one. We're asking for volunteers for the Artist Empowerment Conference that's taking place in 10 days, 14 hours, and 36 minutes. We want you to be there to help us out at our service, and I trust and know that you will be blessed. Minister Tiffany, we love you. you, love you, love you. Thank you for greeting and feeding God's children. And look at how it all ties through. We could do anything, and anything is possible through God Monday. And Minister Kai, we want to thank you for being obedient to God's word and bringing such a dynamic, robust message. And again, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, we love you and we thank you. I'm now turning the call back over to Minister Kai. Greet your brother and sister with Jesus' joy and be that great minister in the marketplace. Are you there, Minister Kai?
I am, Minister Sean. Thank you.
Amen.
Father, we just thank you for this time together. We know that without you, we are nothing, and that all things are possible through you. So we just want to make sure we continue to send our root system out to the stream, that we stay connected to the source. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen, amen, amen. Have a great day and greet your brother and sister with Jesus' joy. Bye-bye.